Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you affectionately. Welcome. I'm surprised that although it's in the midst of the festival and you must be tired, you are taking full opportunity of every part of the program. That's very nice. Before I start, I would like to say that I have a particular fascination with this subject matter, the art of transformation. The whole aim of Krishna consciousness and our entire process is that we attain a transformation of heart or a purity in the heart, which means, as we will learn, that there is a real change. Perhaps I have told you, or many of you already, that when I was 20 years into the process of Krishna consciousness, I got up one morning. I still remember the situation. It looked quite gloomy outside, dark, rainy, cold. And I said, today I will be an honest man. Today I will look into my heart and I will see if I have really changed. If I have not changed after 20 years, I will leave Krishna consciousness and try another process, because I am committed to the change of heart. That's why I started all of this. So it was scary. I looked into my heart and I had been at that time quite troubled, because I had kept material attachments to worldly music and literature. And I noticed in my heart things like envy when others of my god brothers were successful. For instance, I remember that one of my god brothers, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, had started a TV serial, like you can see serials with many seasons of Srila Prabhupada's life. And he had started to broadcast Prabhupada's life in the Doordarshan program of India. That's the television program. And I knew this, that millions of people would hear about the glories of Srila Prabhupada. But what had I done? I had not distributed millions of books. I had distributed some books. I had not reached millions of people through my preaching. I had reached a few. And I thought, why can he do it and not me? And I was disturbed when I saw these traces of envy in the heart, because I had read in the books that when you are not free from envy, you can't really understand the Bhagavatam. So yes, I was troubled in my heart, and at that time I began to ask all these questions. Have you really changed? Uncomfortable questions. And at the end of this period, it took me half a year, I made a research, what could actually affect a profound transformation of heart? What could really change me. And I experimented in my own spiritual life, and later then decided to put a series of seminars together, which I teach all over the world. So what I will do here is I will give you a few tastes. If you want to experience real transformation, well, we are going to have a desert retreat where we go to the Wadi Ram desert in Jordan, where Barsha comes from. And he doesn't come from the desert, no?
My ancestors
come from the desert. And but we will do it for new people, actually, but to experiment with a few spiritual disciplines and see how they work. You know, before I bring anything into ISKCON or to you, I need to make sure that this is in the line of Srila Prabhupada, that it is in the line of your Gaudiya Sadhana, and so on. So there we will do something more, but here we will do something. The second thing before I start is to make a correction. I'm calling this seminar Kirtan and the Art of Real Transformation, and you will see why this is so. So for now, I request you to chant a new mantra. You have never chanted, perhaps some of you have never chanted it before. It's actually very famous in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's tradition. It's the Hare Krishna mantra. However, why do you say we've never chanted it before? We chanted now already since, oh, I don't know, I dream of it. Well, the art of doing kirtan is to become kirtan avesh. The sound of the holy name is first received in the ear, but then the journey of the holy name takes place. It goes deeper into the mind and the heart, and there it does something. So for this, very peaceful kirtans are very good, or super, super, super intense ecstatic kirtans. They have to be intense, either with deep concentration or with just absolutely overwhelming ecstasy. So because we had a lot of the overwhelming ecstasy kirtans, we will do a meditative kirtan. I request you to sit straight. And the whole art today will be that you let the kirtan or the holy name comes through the ears and in the heart. The heart means a place of spiritual emotions like devotion. So you please sing, express something to Krishna through your singing. Like please engage me in your service, or like I tell the devotees nowadays, there's a morning walk where Prabhupada says, when you chant, you have to chant and pray. He makes the point that we try to chant and try to focus on Krishna, but we often fail. But when we pray, we can pray to Krishna to help us. Who's the Madanga player? Yeah, soft. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody end the madanga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, my dear devotees. The idea of transformation is completely different from rejecting something or renouncing something. Let me give you an idea. A young man or a young lady, for instance, may decide for their spiritual life to live in celibacy. However, while they are living as celibate monks or nuns, the thought of engaging in sense pleasures may still be there in their mind and trouble them. Although there is outwardly no object of sense gratification, they may live in separate and so on, still in the mind the desire is there. Let me give the example of yesterday. Some of you fasted, and yes, you were avoiding the prasadam, but I remember meeting a little girl. She was only 8 years old. She said, "Maharaj, it's only one more hour." So the idea of food was very much in her mind. So transformation doesn't mean to not do something, but it means to do something with that desire so that it turns into something else. Do you understand the difference between renunciation and transformation? For instance, to give you an example from ordinary life. If you cook water, then the water transforms into, it's called vapor. It's like fog which comes up. It really appears to be different. However, that example is not so good. So I would like to give you another example that makes it much more clear. Because the vapor you can somehow take from the glass and then it's water on your finger. But to transform means really to take one thing and make it into something else. My dear child, you are a little nervous, which is normal for children when it's boring, but it's there in the Hari Bhakti Vilasti example. Yata kanchana tam jati kangsyam rasa vidanata tata diksha vidhanena dvijadvam jayate ninam. As ordinary bell metal, in German we call this messing, in English you would call it brass, as bell metal, when mixed with a certain alchemical process, can be transformed into gold. Similarly, a person, even though he is not golden pure, that's one translation, can be transformed into a twice-born Brahmana simply by the process of initiation. You can take a metal which is quite impure, then you do something with it, a certain alchemical process, and you turn it into 24 karat gold. In the same way, you can take an ordinary person and you can, by the process of initiation, turn him into a twice-born Brahmana. This is what the verse said. Hey, hold it here, hold it here. Stop, Satchinandan Swami. You just said you had been initiated, you had been practicing Krishna consciousness for 20 years, but your heart was not golden pure. There was enviousness there. You just said it. So your process doesn't work, no? Many of us in our movement, Hare Krishna Hare Ram movement, we have taken initiation. Many people are very eager to take initiation. As soon as possible, I want to know my name. But when you talk with them, or when they have this honest moment, when they are an honest man or an honest woman, they know, oops, I have a new name, but I have not really changed. I have all these old things in there. Perhaps some of you know our Keshava Maharaj, wonderful Maharaj. He says he found out it is easy to change the hairstyle. I just changed my hairstyle four days ago, before I came, Go Krishna. That was relatively easy. I can imagine. Do we have a few people here with long hair? Yes, Ambarish. We can easily change your hairstyle. Go to Go Krishna. He does it in 5 minutes and 45 seconds. I have measured it. It's easy. It's a little bit more difficult to change your eating style. Maybe some of you have seen now chocolate. Ooh, very difficult. And GBC has also allowed it. It's no problem. It's also relatively easy to change your friends, as long as they are not boring devotees. You can have devotees who are different circle. It's also quite easy to change the dress style. It's very easy. For Matajis, I hear it must be a little bit more difficult to get the instruction to how to, you know, I do not know how to say properly, but that's easy. But this is not what Krishna consciousness is about. It has nothing to do with this. Have you seen the name is Krishna? And then? Consciousness. You have to change your idea from being a Maya Das or Maya Dasi, who's aware of the material energy, to a Krishna Das and a Krishna Dasi, who's aware of Krishna, whose consciousness is filled with Krishna, who, listen to this, is always thinking of Krishna, never forgetting Krishna. That's very difficult. Do you agree with me? Yes, I understand this. This is really very, very, very. It's. Don't laugh. This is very serious. It is. Many of us are still approaching this level. They're coming to it. Hopefully, they're on the way. So, this is our Keshava Maharaj. He has informed us that he gave this this talk. No? So, the question then is, how, first of all, what does real transformation mean? I've put a few notes here. I have put it not me, it was Gopi Gita. Do you see this flipboard chart? May I ask everyone? Even the men can see it is, in the sense it is, has the right angle for you. When you are a transformed person, you have new thoughts and new feelings. Bhakti Charu Maharaj gave once a very beautiful example. He says there is a devotee, a real first-class devotee, and he dances. So someone comes and asks him, why do you dance, devotee? And he says, a cow has died. This is not very auspicious, no reason to dance. No, says the devotee. Now we can make a medanga. From the skin and glorify Krishna. It's all about Krishna. New thoughts. New feelings. What it means is your character changes. You are able to control your lower nature. Do you know what that is? No? Yes? You have it also? It sometimes wants something which is not so good. And you develop feelings like tolerance. Oh, I can tolerate. Kindness comes in your heart. Transformation means also, please look, new values and new desires. It means your material desires go down and you develop spiritual desires. Maybe you may have been very interested in the news, for instance. Or maybe you had desires to really dress in a very nice way, also devotional style, you know, Mayapur shop, and so on. But all of a sudden, you feel, these things are not so important for me any longer, and you have new desires. I want to really know who I am. And it becomes important for you. If you read in Shivaram Maharaj's new book, he writes an introduction where he says, I just want to now know, do service to Radha and Krishna. He's very clear about it. It's an interesting, very deep literature. You develop also new behavior and new activity. It's because your taste has changed. You can't laugh about the same jokes any longer because you have a different taste all of a sudden. Your friends might find you, from before, they might find you different. I do remember I was once invited to a class reunion where all my friends from previous times were there. One Knut Fleckenstein was a member of the European Parliament. Yeah, he had really influential friends. Then Klaus Glasenapp was, I think he was into football like anything. Or maybe it was the other one. Frank Dietschreit was the host of a very, very well listen to radio program. So then I came in and they said, so what have you become? I said, the best. I have the best. I'm not any longer forced by all these unnecessary desires which you people have. I just want to purify my heart. I want to dance in kirtan. I want to preach Krishna consciousness. Total new thought. But you were so ambitious. You wanted to be a rock star. No. My new values have come. New values. And they said, are you for real? And I said, yes, you can visit me in a temple. Get up with me at this inhuman time, 4 o'clock. I do it. and so on. So yes. My dear devotees, transformation means actually you will even have new dreams. In the dreams, you can really see who you are. imagine we would broadcast all your dreams on Netflix. It could be interesting, but it could show that he is an ordinary person dreaming. yes, all this together, my dear devotees, brings a total new life. Your faith changes from Lokika Shraddha, that means the things of the world which people have faith in, that material success will bring happiness, for instance. It changes and you will get a Shastriya Shraddha. You will actually have deep faith and conviction in the ideas of the scriptures. So all this happens by initiation. Well, in this seminar, we will look on this question. Is it enough to change the name and the lifestyle and the food? We will look at it. It's, the answer is yes and no. A little while ago, I was in a lecture by His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj. He was lecturing in Switzerland. We have there an annual Bhakti retreat in the beautiful Swiss mountains. I can only recommend it to all of you because the Swiss mountains, they are known as the Alps, and they are an extension of the Himalayas. So there is a very good atmosphere for spiritual practice, for kirtan, for everything. And yes, and there he said why it's so difficult for us to change. He quoted one psychologist, Erik Erikson, and he said, every one of us carries an identity kit with them, a certain style. There is a academic degree, there's maybe the way we act, the way we want to be known by other people. It's an identity kit. Do you understand what a kit means? It's like a little bag where you have different things which describe your identity, your profession, whether you're male or female, whether you are a conventional person or slightly eccentric. Everything that describes your identity, you carry it with you, and you're very, very, very attached to it. You do not want to let it go. You are ready to fight. I remember once I was in the Zurich airport and someone before me had to put their identity kit, that is the mobile telephone, you know, where all his addresses and all his films and all his books and everything is there. He had to put it into the, you know, security. And he said, I feel so naked without the mobile telephone. What is about you? He turned to me and I said, I have no mobile telephone. I have carefully avoided it. What? How can you live? Very happily. and so on. Everyone carries it. I remember my my mother, and she was a very, very good soul. So if you can avoid laughing about her, I would be very appreciative. But you know, we will make the point. She always had a little bag, you know, old lady bag, where she had everything which mattered to her. There was a lipstick, you know, for important occasions. I don't know, all these little things to enhance the outer appeal, and money, her little address book. She also didn't have a mobile telephone, and so on. And once, when she was in Milano, Italy, she was walking down the shopping street, and a thief came on a motorbike and just grabbed her identity kit, her little thing, her little bag, handbag, yes. But she was holding on to it so tightly that she was just... And she was... The thief went with the motorcycle, and the old lady, through the whole shopping center. She would not let go of it. She was just pulled on the ground because it was very, very difficult for her to let this go. All of us have this with our, and we are identifying with material, with the ego, basically, and what it projects. And that is very, very difficult to give up. Don't worry, I will, maybe by now some of you are depressed or starting to get depressed. There will be solutions. There will be solutions, I promise. But first of all, we have to make the point clear that Krishna consciousness means to make this particular change. Good. Latest at the moment of death, we should be able to have new thoughts. There is a very nice verse which Krishna speaks in the Gita. Abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasananyagamina paramam purusham divyam jatipatanuchintayan. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Pata, is sure to reach me. Prabhupada comments, I don't read to you the whole comment, but just this one point. The mind is fickle. Do you understand the English word fickle? It cannot stay on one point. And therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example often given is that of the caterpillar. In Serbian language, you would say gusenice. One example often given is that of the caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. You also will have a spiritual body, Sachit Ananda Vigraha. This is possible by just getting a new name, just going to the initiation ceremony, or is something else necessary? Well, we will keep this question, asking this question, but first I will give you a little story, and then I will tell you how it is possible. Okay? No? Yes?
Yes.
Good. I will tell you the transformation of a queen. Queens live in luxury. Queens say one word and it is done. Queens have many servants. But this queen became a simple street sweeper in Vrindavan. Her name was Surangi Maharani, the queen of Kashmir from the 16th century. One day she was terribly bored. And she was sitting in all her opulent dress, on a pink couch, ornate couch actually. And she said to her maidservant, "I'm sorry, I'm so bored. I have done all the things to lift my mood, but can you perhaps tell me an interesting story or sing a song that can lift my spirits?" So this maidservant was actually coming from Vrindavan, and she started to talk about a cowherd boy who fell in love with the daughter of a queen. No, daughter of a king, I'm sorry. So Surangi Maharani was also the daughter of a king. And maybe she had also sometimes thoughts of being together with another man than her husband, because it was a totally arranged marriage and so on. But so she became highly interested. What? The cowherd boy came from a total different social status and he fell in love with the daughter of the queen? How does this end? It's quite interesting. I want to know. So the maidservant started to talk every afternoon to late at night about this cowherd boy who killed many demons, who lifted mountains, who danced on the head of snakes, and how he was in the heart of the daughter of the queen. Every day the maidservant served this sweet cooling drink of Krishna Katha to the queen. Until one day he said that by now the daughter of the queen had fallen totally in love with a boy whose name was Krishna. Who was the daughter of the queen? Perhaps you know. The daughter of the king. You know everything already. So there was a sacrifice for the long and auspicious life of Krishna, the cowherd boy. And when Radha heard that there was a sacrifice to enhance the life duration of Krishna, she, with all her gopi maidservants, went in the direction of the place where the sacrifice was going to take place. It was at Govindakund. Some of you have seen Govindakund. Do you know what way you have to take to go to Govindakund? What is on your right side when you go to Govindakund? Giriraj Govardhan. Yes. So they were coming, passing. Giriraj Govardhan was on the right side. They brought this ghee for the sacrifices. When all of a sudden, Krishna dressed in colorful dresses, he jumped before Radharani and said, "Stop. Her and Rani just looked the other way. Krishna said, I have to text you. Radharani says, there was never any taxation to be paid here. But Krishna just pointed up the Govardhan Hill and said, see the taxation station? It is totally new here. He had manifested this there. I don't know about any tax, says Radharani. On what authority are you taxing us? Well, said Krishna, Kamdev Maharaj has, the God of love has ordered this, and you will have to pay. So there was this was a beautiful pastime. I will not have time to go into it now, although probably you want to know. So there was this going back and forth, going back and forth. Finally, the queen, Surangi Maharani, said to the maidservant, I don't like Kashmir. I want to go to Vrindavan and stay there in the land of this of Radha and Krishna. But the maidservant said, oh no, Maharani, this is very dangerous. There are so many obstacles. There are robbers on the way. We have to cross various rivers. There could be unwilling boatmen. And first and foremost, your husband, the king, will never ever give you the permission to go to Vrindavan. What will he do without you? I must go. So the maidservant said, yes, I understand. And so they went to the king and said, king, give me your permission. But the king said, you want to go to Vrindavan? My dear queen, you must be out of your mind. It's such a long way, and you will have to cross through kingdoms that are against us and our rule. My dear queen, and will you leave me? So it was clear there was no. But Surangi Maharani could wait, and after 3 months, a very mysterious procession left through the back door of the palace. It was in the wall, there was a door. There were 6 lancemen there, you know, soldiers who had lances. There was this servant there. And in the palanquin, behind the curtain, there was a very eager Surangi Maharani who was thinking, I'm going to Vrindavan. So they traveled and nothing happened. They arrived in Vrindavan they wanted to find the place where this taxation pastimes had taken place. Do you know the place where it takes place? Dhangati, someone said, Dhangati, yes. So they went to some sadhus, and the sadhus in Vrindavan were looking at this queen. I mean, queens, you don't know how beautiful Surangi Maharani was. She had 13 different colors between her eyebrow and her eyelash. This is hardly 1 centimeter or 1.5 centimeter. She had put so much ointment and enhancement on her face. She was dressed. She was fragrant from all the cosmetics she used. And the sadhu said, "Wow, who you are? Where do you want to go?" And she said, I'm a fallen soul. I'm a servant of Krishna. And I would like to go to the place where Krishna asked for taxation. I want to give him everything. So because the sadhus saw it, she was so serious, they sent her to Dangati. And when she arrived, she jumped out of her palanquin and started to dance and to dance and to dance more. One hair ornament flew. Then she had everywhere gold. It was flowing here and flowing there. Flying here and there, and she danced and was in ecstasy. Krishna, I'm only your servant. Please take me. When she was finished dancing, the poor people looked at the ground. Gold and necklaces. And they asked the servant, and the servant asked the queen. The queen said, I'm no longer queen. I'm Krishna's servant. Let them take all the ornaments and all the gold. It's total new values, total new ideas. And then she was, she stayed at Govardhan. She never returned. And do you know what she did there as servants? She was sweeping the path, someone of you said. I have taken this story from His Holiness Inadumna Maharaj, who said, the jaru, do you know what is a jaru? It is just some dry sticks like this much, and you can use it and sweep the floor. She was doing this service until the end of her life. And when she was finally given samadhi in recognition of her great devotion, the sadhus put the jaru on her chest. She was given samadhi with the instrument of her service. What is your instrument of service? Perhaps this pair of cards. I know Vishnu Jan Prabhu has a vedanga, a dolak. Dolak. What? Dolak. Dolak, no? Dolak. Krishna Prema Rupa has a laptop, perhaps? Yes? Instrument of service, yes. Some of you might have a car where they drive and do service. It's a nice question. What is my instrument of service? Or how do I serve Krishna? Some may say, my instrument of service is not here at the present moment, it is my bebek. No? So yes, some service to Krishna is very, very nice. So I would like to do one thing. I would like to do a little kirtan now. No, kirtan comes at the end. How is it possible? Was Surangi Maharani just getting a new name and a new lifestyle and a new food? What is necessary to make such change? My dear devotees, I was for a long, long, long time researching this. I was really, it gave me a lot of pain in the heart to not know how we can change. And then I found in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's scriptures, and later I found the Sanskrit for this, that there are five processes, and these are given at the initiation. These five processes form the chemical process that can turn metal into gold. Or these five processes are the things which, when you do them, make you into a pure soul. They will help you to develop ultimately your spiritual identity, so that you don't have to go around with this phantom self this mask, which is not our identity. Would you like to know these five processes?
Yes.
Why? Transformation, is it of interest?
Yes.
What are you ready to give for these five?
Attention.
Attention, that's very good. Assistance.
Time,
endeavor,
sincerity,
surrender even, wow. Sorry? Your heart, Gomohan. It really, as you will go through this, hear about this, think about it, I will put it on tomorrow as a flipboard chart, then you can make a photo, what is a snapshot, and carry it and forget it. I know you, Hare Krishnas, I'm one of you. I have studied you every day. Before I tell you these five secrets, I want to say something to you in poetic language. On this path, my dear devotees, the worst enemy whom you can encounter will always be yourself, your false self. It is this phantom self which will stalk you and will wait for you even in the caves and in the forest when you want to escape it. You have to burn yourself in your own flames, my dear devotees. How can the new you rise if the old you has not become ashes first? This is from a German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, I think you say. He's famous, at least in my memory, for saying, become who you are. And he has identified the enemy. that is ourselves, our false selves, no? So here is, that false self will protest, but here it will come. The first is Urdhvapundra. It is committing to a particular spiritual path. You have all come to Krishna consciousness. As far as the Vedas are concerned, that's the highest path. Urdhvapundra, your particular lineage in which you learn is shown outwardly by this sign. It's a tilak sign, no? This means I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnava. This would mean I'm a Shankarite. I'm a devotee of Shiva. And this and this and the lilit means I'm a devotee of Radharani. Different schools are there. So you first need to understand your own school, and then you need to walk it. And you, Lord Chaitanya, when he would see anyone without a tilak, he said, go home and put the tilak on, because you're not alive. You look like a dead person without a tilak, because you have no spiritual path. Urdhvapundra, spiritual path, means sometimes to go against the stream. When everyone says or yells yes, you say no. Yes, on our way here, we heard one devotee, Chaitanya Charan. He said, if you would put me in a football stadium and everyone would yell, ah, I don't know what to yell. I don't know what is going on. I see only and I want to walk out of the stadium. Yes, I'm not saying there are devotees who play football and who know who's Rinaldo and where he is at the moment and so on. I also know he's in the desert at the moment. No, why do you laugh? I have learned from authorities. Yes, but okay, you have this. But when you do your spiritual path, you know what it is. When you chant, you chant. When you read, you read. When you serve, you serve. When you stand before the deities, you are actually standing before the deities and not in the football stadium in your mind. Yes. So, Urdhva Pundra. The second is Tapa. This is some austerity. It is required to understand the subtleties of spiritual life. You need to follow four rules and regulations. You need to rise in the morning. And we all know if we don't do these austerities, you need to be willing to do some austerity for your service. For you, Krishna, I'm doing this now. I'm fasting now. Yes, you do this for Krishna. It's important to develop the subtle ability to catch really what is the point. Now, of course, your intensity in which you perform these rules and regulations has to fit your personality. Only then you can maintain consistency. Should I say this again? Your intensity by which you perform these little austerities has to be appropriate to your personality. If you do something that is too austere, you will do it today and drop it tomorrow. Only if you choose wisely what austerities you can do, then you will be able to maintain consistency. No? Do it again and again. This is the second agent of transformation. The third agent is Nama, the holy name. And you will smile, a gratified smile. It's also your own spiritual name. Yes, to get a spiritual name is important. You have to turn from a Maya Das to a Maya, to a Krishna Das. Krishna Das, Maya Dasi to Krishna Dasi. And that's expressed in the name. You may be Krishna Das or Murli Manohar Das or Gandavika Devi Dasi or anything. But it means also the holy name. Have you noted when you are initiated, you get two things? You get the name and the name. You get the holy name and you get your name. This is Nama, very important. And the fourth is mantra. Late mantra is a process by which you stop the unwanted occupations of the mind. At least three times a day you are supposed to absorb yourself. It frees the mind from all obstacles. And finally, you have to do getting yagya, that is a deity worship, a sacrifice, like when we do homas and so on. Either you do it or you participate in it, like we did when we all arrived here. No? We chanted Om Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sabatomukam Nishingham Vijanam Vatram Mrityom Mrityom Namamyaham. Yes. These things are very, very transformative. So these are the five things. Urdhva Pundra means spiritual commitment to a spiritual path, and it is shown outward by the tilak. Tapa, some austerities. No? Then nama is you do chant the holy name and you get initiation and your own name. Mantra, you get that mantra. And yagya, that is the sacrifice for Krishna. All this is given in one package to you. Bang! At initiation, not just the name. And then when you do this, transformation is possible. But there are other things also, and we deal with this tomorrow. Dhritarashtra was also most probably initiated, but there needed to be another transformative agent, and we will hear his amazing story, the amazing story who was of the king whose name means holding fast, Dhritarashtra, to the land. He wanted to hold fast to his kingdom and lost it all, and was at the end happy because he could renounce his attachments in the mind. Dobro. Good. So we will end here. Let me see. Oh, good. We are not so late. I would like you now to turn to your neighbor. Yeah, seminar. New style. Have you found a neighbor? You have found. Also the boys, no? Who is your neighbor? Your son, perhaps. Yeah. You have found a neighbor. I will go with you. No, he is you are the neighbor. Has everyone found a neighbor? Also those who never participate in such exercises. The Mataji start already to talk. I will give you the exercise in a moment. Very easy to find a neighbor and talk. Who has not found a neighbor yet? Yeah, you can, 3 years possible, yes. 3 years possible, no problem. Yes. All right. Who of you is partner A? And may I know, some have not raised, not yet decided. Partner A. No one, everyone will leave this room totally intact. There is no problem. There will be nothing. So then who of you is partner B? Good, you get it. So partner B goes first. But what? I know you, Hare Krishnas. I'm one of you. Partner B is always the one who comes last because he's not sure, should I take part or not? So therefore, he comes first now. Please listen. What could help you to transform your heart that you are not doing at the present moment, but you know you should be doing it? Once again, what is that thing which you know you should be doing, but you don't do it at the present moment, that Krishna Prema Rupa is looking, oh my God, I have to talk about. Are you partner A or partner B? Yes, yes, yes. I know you. We have made many walks together. So, what could improve your spiritual life tremendously, and you are not yet doing it, but you feel already, perhaps I should do this. Please start now. And partner B goes first, then partner A will also have to talk. What? How long? Only 5 minutes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for taking part so enthusiastically. We will end now this. This is now the most important thing. We will chant the Maha Mantra again. And as we know, if you want water to turn into this vapor, Vasadamp, you need to apply some heat. If you wish to that the mind and the heart changes through the chanting of the holy name, you need to give it a lot of attention. And the best is, of course, if you can keep your attention or hold your attention while you sing with every name in the Maha Mantra. So as you do this, I remember in Kadamba Kananath Maharaj book Kirtaniya Sada Hari. He is known as a great kirtan leader, and I believe most of you have been in his kirtan. And in the book, he shares with his readers what is his method. He says, I have started the kirtan. I have taken my seat now. And now the kirtan will take me. I will make sure that I do not fall out of the seat, really. So almost when you go to India, you go in an airplane and you take your seat, no? And then the airplane will take you to Delhi or Mumbai or wherever you are moving. So in the kirtan, you please take your seat. That is, you stay with the holy name and give it your full attention and try to be with each name. And we will chant for 5 minutes, 7 minutes. It's here. It's not the length, but it's how deep we can go. And most of us, at least myself, I can not always stay for a very long time in full absorption when it's a normal situation like this one. And therefore, here for this exercise, I prefer to do a short kirtan. So let us sit, please. Can we give some? Yes. Namo, everyone. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pithaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Sarasvati Deve
patarine nivesesha sunyavari askatyare satarine shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda shri advaita gadadhara shri rajani gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Oh, sing, sing.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Oh, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Shila Prabhu Pada. Shila Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Sing a day, sing a day, sing a day, sing a day, sing a day. palace singa palace singa jaya palace singa si si palace singa dev ki gaur premanandi hari hari bol hare krishna
hari bol please take your seat. Thank you, Vinanda. You have danced. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I will end the class here. Tomorrow is an opportunity to ask questions. If you do have any from this session, you are welcome to make a note in your notepad and then ask them later. Tomorrow, I would like to speak something quite fascinating. It is the miraculous transformation of Dhritarashtra. It is not so much known, really, and we will see as we listen to it what was the one thing which gave him the there were two things really which gave him the opportunity after he had for so long ignored the advice of his wise brother Vidura. What gave him the opportunity to change? Dhritarashtra was so unable to change that when Krishna told him he should not support the evil Duryodhana, and in this way he would escape ruin, Dhritarashtra said, Vasudev, that's the name of Krishna, when you speak to me, everything is clear. But alas, when you are gone somewhere else, the old darkness comes back. Your words are like a flash of lightning that illuminates my consciousness. But when I don't hear these words any longer, again my heart fills with the old emptiness, the old darkness. I think in this verse from Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra has expressed something which some of us say. When we are here at the festival at Narsingha Chaturthi, we are so enlivened. We are so enlivened. Or like one of you told me, I know what I should change and my whole life would be beautiful. I know. Very clear. Because this atmosphere obviously generates it generates spiritual strength, and in this atmosphere we are moved. It's like a flood and all the ships in the harbor get up again and so on. But then when we are back in our country nowhere to be told, then the old darkness might come back again. So what we can do, we will learn. Hopefully. I thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful rest of the festival. Hare Krishna.